Well, look, we have to be honest here and put the responsibility where it belongs. And this is being classed as a rent review, but it's going to be a rent increase. And this is happening because of the direct result of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil policy over the years. Every year they allowed the cost of maintaining social housing to rise while keeping funding relatively low. And the council's own budget document showed that inflation is eroded the funding for 13 years. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil didn't resource local authorities to match that. And that's why now the council is under pressure to raise the rent. Now it's going to be done, and the council are going to send out a rent review, and we're going to make how much it's going to be then on people's rent extra. But this is actually shifting a lot of the pressure on, whether it's the elderly people, disabled people, or people on a fixed income who weren't going to be able to afford another bill, especially when you look at those people in the recent budget got an extra 12 euros. That's now going to be effectively eaten away at.
Some might argue, though, Councillor O'Boyle, that Sligo County Council need to come up with funding to, in turn, fund other services and infrastructure in the county. And perhaps maybe this hike, when all said and done, won't actually be very much out of people's pockets.
Well, that's unfortunately, the books have been unbalanced because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael underfunded the council for 14 years. And the way I look at it is the solution now is to take money off pensioners and disabled tenants. I don't think it's financial management. I think that's the passing on the consequences from government failure. And the idea then, if you look at it, like people have to contribute towards it. You have to look at the commercial rates were frozen this year. So the only people really being asked to pay extra are social housing tenants, which again, including, I find it very shocking to see there's going to be the elderly or disabled residents as well who are going to have to fork out the extra few pounds that they're getting. And that's not a shared burden. I find that that's more than the cost on the most vulnerable in society.
And do you feel then that perhaps commercial rates should have been increased as opposed to this rent, possible rent increase?
Well, if you look at the commercial rates that we were over 2.4 million last year owed. And I don't know, was it much of that claimed back? If we had got 10% back of that, that would have been 240,000, which would have covered the majority of it.